Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. Surrey Civic Theatre presents The Life and Times of a Burlesque Legend. Gypsy Rose Lee is regarded as one of the most famous stage performers in history. Rose Lee began her career at a young age along with her sister June as The Dancing Daughters, a stage show put together by their mother and manager, Madame Rose. Gypsy Rose Lee made her burlesque debut in Kansas City in 1929, combining dance and humor into her stage show. Behind the scenes was Eric Lee Preminger, Gypsy Rose's son who began traveling with her at only 6 months of age. Eric spoke about his life on the road and what it is like to have a mother of legendary status. What is it like to have a great artist as a mother, and how has this shaped the person that you are today?
Oh boy, listen, being my mother's son has been a blessing in so many different ways. Having traveled with her from the time I was 6 months old, nightclub to nightclub, all around the world. I mean, once we actually performed in Sweden with an interpreter, which was very strange. And my mother put me to work very early. And so I learned the value of hard work. I feel very uncomfortable when I'm not working. And I also got to see the world. And she was a self-educated, but terribly, terribly smart and well-read. And as we drove, we always drove from city to city and place to place. She would always regale me with stories about her childhood or about places that we were visiting. So it was like an education in itself. I mean, it was just really a marvelous, marvelous childhood.
For those that are unaware of who we're speaking about, can you tell us a little bit about who Gypsy Rose Lee is and why she is regarded as a legend on and off the stage?
Okay, well, Gypsy Rose Lee was and remains probably the most famous burlesque star, really, of all time. This was due in part because she had a very distinctive act where she took off her clothes from the inside out. So she never revealed much of her body. It was a comedy act more than it was a flesh act. And then, of course, she wrote her memoir about her childhood in vaudeville, and that was made into the musical Gypsy. And that has sort of cemented her legend because it's probably one of the great musicals of all time. It's been made into two movies. And it's in production for a third movie. So whenever people see that, and a lot of people do, that's Gypsy Rose Lee for you.
Can you just explain a little bit about what the, because it's a film that you're going to be showing at the theater?
Actually, it's a very strange, curious evening. My mother was an avid film home movie maker. So what I've done is I've taken her home movies, collected them with newsreel footage and clips from her television show, put this together into an evening where I narrate most of it, unless, of course, the sound is live. And then afterwards, I do questions and answers and talk to the audience about both my mother and about my father, who was Otto Preminger.
Together, wherever we go, Gypsy Rose Lee by her son, Eric Lee Preminger, will make its Canadian debut at Surrey Civic Theatres on October 28th. Tickets for the show are $28 and can be purchased online at surrey.ca/arts. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.